Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Ruth, thank you very much for that. Now, figures out today from An Garda Síochána show that nationality has overtaken sexual orientation as a factor in hate-based crimes in Ireland. Offences including threatening, abuse and assaults are defined as hate crimes, where it is perceived a characteristic of the victim was a motivating factor for the perpetrator. The crime has continued to increase over the past 2 years, and the Coalition Against Hate Crime, a group of 23 civil society organisations which represent communities affected by hate crime, is calling on the government to ensure that the hate crime bill is passed by the Oireachtas as a matter of urgency. We're joined now by Adam Long, who is board director at the National LGBT Federation, NXF. And you're very welcome, Adam, to the programme. What's your reaction, firstly, to those figures, those Garda figures published today?
Yes, absolutely. Well, as you rightly outlined there, the figure is they have increased, and they've increased for the second year in a row, which is quite worrying and alarming, quite frankly. And I think they should really serve as a wake-up call, Sarah, because in many ways, I think this issue and the hate crime bill has been subjected to a lot of noise and a lot of disinformation. And I think what the figures today kind of underline is bringing it back to the reality of the situation, because behind those increased figures are actually, you know, real human stories and people who have been victims of hate crime and hate incidents. One of those people actually spoke today, Sarah, at the Coalition Against Hate Crime press conference. And, you know, they outlined how they were the victim of a really brutal homophobic assault. They were severely beaten. There was homophobic slurs used. So it was a homophobic hate crime. And that person was adamant that, you know, he wanted the crime to be acknowledged and to be recorded and to be reflected in law for what it was, which was a hate crime. And I think that's what victims require and need, because what makes hate crime a particularly insidious attack is that it goes beyond just the individual. It's actually a signal crime in that it's meant to instill fear beyond the individual and actually to, I suppose, to attack the broader community who share that person's characteristic.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris has said that he does plan to move ahead with the legislation, but he's also said he thinks there are legitimate issues, or at least legitimate questions being raised about the current legislation as it stands in relation to freedom of speech, in relation to definitions and clarifications. Do you accept that the legislation as it stands does need to be amended?
Well, I think what we're calling for is the legislation in the first instance to now go back to the Seanad. It's been stalled there for the past more or less for a year. So it passed the Dáil overwhelmingly on a cross-party basis. And now it's in the Seanad. And so, you know, we're very open to hearing what the amendments are to see if it actually strengthens the bill or addresses concerns. But I think what we really are stressing is that it goes back before the Seanad on the road to enactment. And I would say that in that debate, I think let's have an honest debate, let's have a robust debate, but actually also call out the disinformation.
And what is the disinformation, as you see it, in relation to the bill?
The disinformation, Sarah, is that it's kind of being used as kind of a culture war kind of football, you know, and trying to, it's, you know, part of the broader kind of pushback against, you know, I hesitate to use the term, but this kind of woke kind of analogy. I mean, you know, the person who spoke today, the victim of a hate crime, he would be very clear, and so are the other victims, that this is about protecting people on the streets. That's ultimately what we're doing. So I think instead of these kind of contrived culture wars and what I would call kind of populist kind of posturing, really, in certain quarters, you know, this should be about protecting people so that you can walk the streets without fear of being attacked or targeted for who you are. And crucially, if you are assaulted or attacked or, you know, targeted by hate, that there are remedies there in place so that the authorities, if you like, have the tools to deal with that. It's actually a law and order issue. This is a victim's rights issue and a law and order issue.
I know that there have been concerns raised across the political spectrum in relation to the bill as it stands, and Sinn Féin have recently reversed their position. They were originally in favour, they are now against the hate crime legislation. But I mean, you know, the concerns come from the right and the left. For example, People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy has voiced concerns about it, that as the bill stands, we could be moving into the realm of thought crime, he said.
Well, what I would say is that, you know, that's where the debate is important, and we had that in the Dáil and it was passed overwhelmingly. Now let's have that debate in the Shannon. I mean, the principle for people who believe that Ireland should no longer be an outlier, because we're one of the only countries in the Western world that doesn't have any hate crime legislation. So I think we need to protect victims of crime. There should be broad consensus on that point. And then in relation to the other aspect of the bill, which I think has been particularly the subject of disinformation, it's around so-called kind of the hate speech provisions.
Yeah.
But what we must remember, Sarah, is that we've had legislation since 1989, but it needs to be updated now to bring it in, make it relevant for the online age in particular.
All right, Adam Long, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.